This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a question without a right answer.
Oh.
What makes someone a good parent? And even more complicated, potentially, Tommy, how do you learn to be a good parent?
I don't know. You think by now they'd have it down.
Okay, well, that's just it. There is something coming up, at least according to the people running it,
okay,
that will give you the parenting skills you need to ensure you are raising your kids the right way. But how many parents think they need it? Even though you can't really say why you don't. You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Attention all you moms and dads. There is something out in Canandaigua just for you.
So what are they going on?
Starting March 4th, the Cornell Cooperative from the college. Ooh. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, yeah, top shelf.
They're offering a free parenting skills workshop.
Oh.
So it's 8 weekly, 2-hour sessions. And it says here, it'll teach key techniques to help parents handle the challenges of raising kids effectively. Five essential skills. You ready?
Yeah. Right.
1, encouragement. 2, can do. 3, choices. 4, self-control. 5, respect and feeling.
Okay, very good, very good, very good.
And as if the cherry on top of the sundae couldn't get any better, they are also offering free child care if you have kids between 6 and 12 years old. So you can go, drop the kids off for 2 hours,
and
go to the
focus.
Parent. You got
focus.
It. Yeah,
because that was one of the things.
Yes. And Tommy, you would have to believe that parents who can hear us right now are rushing to the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
To sign themselves up. All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Of the parents in the greater Rochester area, give me a percentage, people currently or about to start raising kids, of parents that would be interested in taking a class.
They think that they lack parental skills.
Well, not that they...
Well, that's why you'd be going to this.
Well, to you could brush up or learn things you never knew.
Okay.
What? Give me a percentage.
Low.
Well, what's low?
What's zero? Zero percentage?
Yes.
Yeah.
You didn't know any parents, though, that like from the start they did everything like by the book and did their research, whether or not it worked or whether or not they stuck to it. Like, I do remember some, especially like moms, I don't know if they were taking classes necessarily, but they were reading all the books. They were looking up all the information to make sure they had it right.
What's funny about those books, I mean, every 10 years they all get completely
wrong. Yeah, this was completely
this
wrong.
This could be one of those things, too. You know
was
what
it
I
Dr.
Mean?
Spock was the original
Yes, yeah,
one.
Dr. Spock.
Yeah. And then they debunked that. Then another doctor shows up. Dr. Joy's brother shows up.
I don't think Dr. Joy's brothers was doing baby stuff.
Yeah, I think she did everything.
I thought she was straight up human sexuality.
That's Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, but when they got together.
But I don't think most people think.
Where's Ruth? Check Joyce. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, they were into that? I don't know.
What do you think I was implying, man?
I don't know.
Sexual lesbian relationship between Dr. Joyce Brothers and Dr.
On the Johnny Carson show.
Weird, wild stuff. Yeah. God, our show sucks. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, but I just don't think most people see themselves as bad parents or want to admit it. And I always figure, like, because I've got it in my family, when they finally admitted it, it was way too late. Mm-hmm. Like, that horse had was gone. That kid was gone.
First of all, a terrible thing to say about your sister. That horse has left the stable. Second of all, no, you're right. But it's easy to look back and, if you want to admit it, say you made some mistakes because now you're seeing the sum of your work.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So you say 0% of parents would want to take this. Do you think it would be a higher percentage if someone was suggested, like, hey, maybe you should go check this out? A parent would be offended.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's got to come from within. I don't think you're going because somebody suggested it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, or unless they
went to. You suck,
Terry.
Go get some skills.
All right. So if you would be, as a parent, offended by the idea that taking a parenting class would be a bright move, I have one simple question.
Yeah.
Why? 252-WCMF, why would you be offended that taking a parenting class would be a good idea? And I think it leads us to a bigger question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where do you learn to be a good parent? If you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you think you're doing or did a great job raising their kids, where did you learn how to do it?
Well, I'm going to say most people are going to look at their own family.
Okay, well, that's a terrible way to do it.
Right,
well,
that's
why.
I think
you learn what not to do from your own family.
Yeah, either way, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like my, I went the opposite of my parents.
Okay.
You can take the good and the bad, but you're probably going to focus more on the bad or the things that you saw that maybe you would definitely change today. We're probably normal at the time, but can't do anymore.
Sure, and again, this is a complicated shades of gray discussion, but at the same time, you know, I'm going to get rid of the bad and take the good. Well, if you only have one experience as a child being raised by people, how do you know if the good is even good? Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know there isn't better in a situation that you have no idea about?
All right.
I mean, look, let's go down this road of mom and dad being the biggest influence.
All right.
Even if you had the greatest parents in the world, which there are some people that believe they
did.
Oh,
yeah.
Every generation is different. And it's been that way since the beginning of time. So with very few exceptions, you are not going to raise your kids the same way your parents raise you without making a ton of mistakes.
You're going to make new mistakes. Well, hopefully they're not as tragic as the last generation.
But you don't know.
You don't. But
right?
It always amazes me that you can see a family where same environment, two different kids, right? Like, one kid, phenomenal. One kid, completely off the rails.
Yeah.
Same house, same rules, same thing. But you see that.
I was going to say something, but now I can't say it because of what you said at the end. Well, no. When you talk about different kids, you could go with the whole success, not a success. You can also go with personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Because my two daughters at 14 and 12
could
not be the more opposite of each other.
In their personality.
In their personalities, everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their activities, you know, school.
Different things.
Everything. All of these things. The way they handle, like, with their friends and things.
Yeah.
Like, they were raised in the same environment by the same people at relatively around the same time, and they could not be more different.
Which makes it even more difficult because, like, you could take those rules from these seminars and apply it to those two kids, but it's not going to hit the same. If one kid's got an A personality and one kid's got a B personality, I think you've got to adjust that to their personalities more than just coming in hard like these are the rules.
Let's go further. Where do those personalities come from? Were they born with those personalities? Is there something I did early on with my oldest daughter different than my youngest?
Or is it the interaction between each other that also kind of formed their own separate personality? You know what I mean? Because you see the faults in your siblings as much as you do your parents.
You're right,
right?
But here's the thing. The fact that we have none of the answers to these questions would lead me to believe that maybe going to a class that would help you be a better parent is a good idea.
I don't think it is.
Why?
Because I don't think you can apply general rules to multiple kids. It doesn't work.
But it may not be like do it this way and only this way. It could just be simply helping guide certain things. Like
that
it may
situation.
Not be giving such strict rules on do this, this, and this step by step. It could be more of a guiding thing for parents in certain situations.
It seems to me if you go to something like this, they're going to teach you the obvious. Like, you already know these things.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, but they don't know what I don't know.
No, no. Looking at you, they know what you don't know.
They don't
It's called, they open up this big book called Everything.
You also
I'm out of your class, I'm leaving.
Have a great plan in place and take all this advice. And then, you know, somebody else is watching your kid a lot of the time, like grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
How about
an
school?
Aunt or school. And
what about the teachers making all this money in the summertime not doing
government.
Anything?
And that advice might go down the drain if you aren't the only one really parenting your kid.
Understood, but you can only control what you can control.
Right.
All right, I do find it interesting, Kimmy, that as we're having this discussion, again, the Cornell Cooperative will be offering parenting skills workshops. It's an 8-week, 2-hour each session thing, right? For folks that would like to brush up or learn what parenting
skills.
Yeah, you got it. And they said, again, 5 essential skills: encouragement, can-do, choices, self-control, and respecting feelings. All things that you can go and sit in and talk about and hear what they have to say to make you a good parent. And we're asking where, how, who taught you how to be a good parent? You sit here, Tommy, and you have criticized almost on a daily basis the way that your mother and father raised you.
Oh, yeah.
You think that they are terrible. They were terrible parents.
But they thought they were great.
Understood. But you thought they were terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look at the results. Look at the fruit they bore.
On top of that, you never have raised a child.
No.
And you will never raise a child.
Nope.
And America thanks you for that.
Oh, you will.
But what I'm getting at, Kimmy, is he agrees that his parents were terrible parents. He has no experience raising children. And even you were sitting here going, oh, what good is this class going to do?
So let me ask you this. Do you think if your father went to one of these classes, it would have helped him?
It wouldn't have hurt.
Well, no, I don't know. He's pretty close-minded about stuff. Well, you know what? I take that back. That's unfair. I don't know.
Because I know my father, it wouldn't have helped. Like, first of all, there's no way my father could teach me about self-control. The man had no self-control. It wasn't in his DNA.
That's a great point.
What, he could teach it?
I said, those who can't do, teach.
Yeah, but he couldn't.
Oh, checkmate, bitch!
I don't think you could live in a house full of no self-control and him walking around, you gotta control, everything in moderation.
Look, I understand where you're coming from there. I don't disagree with you. I'll go even further. I'm on the fence of this, too. I don't know if going to a parenting class for 8 weeks does anything to make you a better parent. But it's just the idea, the arrogance we all have of, like, I don't need this. Where'd you learn how to be a parent? I'm just kind of figuring it out. Because that's what we're doing.
Trial and error.
But here's the thing, man. You get one shot
at
each kid, right? This ain't, okay, hey, we really screwed up Claire back there. Let's reverse it, delete it, and try it again.
So do you think it would be better, at least, if you were going to take these seminars, to do it before you had children? So you set the standards early instead of waiting to the kids 8, 10, 15 to go, oh, maybe I should dial. Because it sounds like by then it's kind of too late
to
fix the problem.
It would be harder to all of a sudden change everything you're doing. And most of the people I know that did really put the time and effort into parenting research, it was before they had their first kid.
Yeah.
So, which makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know how much of it was applied, but I think like that's when it was probably the most helpful for people.
But here's the thing. I mean, I get where you're coming from, and that makes the most sense. And you know, from front to end, blah, blah, blah. First of all, you do risk that when your kid's 15, that everything you learned has been completely debunked. Mm. The second thing is, I mean, you shouldn't poo-poo the idea of learning something new along the way. And going to your kids and saying, look, hey, I mean, how do you feel about this?
But I always figure life kind of presents those obstacles naturally where you have to make those adjustments. Like just sitting in a class may or may not help you.
Okay. But you're also assuming people adjust to those obstacles that show up. Some people just run right through the obstacles.
But they may do that anyway.
I agree with you.
I mean,
like I said, that's why in the beginning of this is a question without an answer. Mm-hmm. What makes you a good parent? Where do you learn to be a good parent? There is no answer to that, because if there was, everyone that was having a kid would go take that class, read that book, figure that out.
And there's also a shame, I would think, of going to these classes if people found out.
Now you nailed that.
They need help. I knew it. Bad kid.
Yeah, it's because you're
too late.
But idiots like you think anyone that asks for help is weak.
Too late. Weak. But that's most people.
It's you.
I'm most people.
No, you're not most. You are nothing like most people ever in the world. Sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
The one drawback to potentially knowing somebody who went and took all these classes and did it all would be there are certain people that would feel like they have to push that knowledge onto you, too.
Oh, so share. Like, no, they share it with you.
Share it with you.
You know what I would do? I went to
give unsolicited advice a lot. Because they're going to probably judge everything you're doing as a parent because they feel like they know the right way to do it.
You know what works for me? It really opened up my mind.
Mm-hmm. And that's the last person you want to hear it from.
You're going to get that dick.
But I love how you guys are saying this. Like parents that have never taken a class ever won't look you in the face and tell you
how
you're
wrong. But now they're even more emboldened because they feel like they're a certified parent.
You're wrong about that. Every parent thinks they're certified.
Yeah, but I got a piece of paper. I went down to Canandaigua and put in the work, man.
He's pointing at me. He's getting actually physically angry
with
me.
I think pointing is one of the points. They say kids like to be pointed at and scolded.
So as we talk about where you learn to be a mom or a dad, parent, right? You know, parents, your own parents, huge influence, right? We talked about maybe potentially taking this class. Yeah. There is another major influence that has shown up the last couple of years.
The Cosby Show.
No. God, no. Hey, Kimmy, you can back me up on this. Mommy blogs.
Oh, you just go online and see what moms are going through?
Oh, it's beyond the blogs.
It's, well, I mean, it's Instagram, TikTok. Yeah. Yeah.
It started with the blogs and people moved on to
were still used as mom, like that term. Parents in the middle.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Mom, so influencers, I think they're called mom influencers.
Mom influencers, yes.
Mom influencers.
Okay. So parents in the middle of being parents telling you what you should do.
And they're not experts. These are just people that just have a camera.
Yeah, and they decided they know what they're talking about. And you see, and Kimmy, you've seen these videos, these good-looking people with lots of money, beautiful homes, well-behaved children.
How easy it is.
It sucks a lot of people in. And there's nothing suspicious about that at all, right? These people that are making money from presenting their perfect families and then telling you how to raise your kids.
Yeah, we've seen some of those stories go bad.
But, Kimmy, these mommy and daddy bloggers have a massive influence on a lot of people in this
country.
Because
they show the beautiful life, to your point.
Yes, and I don't know about you, but I've seen, Kimmy, people change how they raise their kids because of what some stranger on Instagram told them to
do. It's alarming. And it's alarming, too, when you think... When you see a friend that you didn't think would become that person.
Oh, you got somebody that does it?
Oh, everybody does, right?
I think it's way more common than you think.
No, she's absolutely right. Everybody listening, if you are of child-raising age, knows somebody that went down this rabbit hole of mom influencer.
And like a deep rabbit hole.
And you may even know a mom, one that's trying to become a mom influencer or a dad influencer.
Like, this is somebody that if you're throwing a party for your kid, you have to prepare for this mom and her children to come because they're going to make specific requests based on what they saw on social media.
You know, sometimes about learning how to be a good parent, it can be as simple as subtracting what you didn't like. Like, for example, most of our parents had their good and their bad.
Yeah.
And there are things that they instilled in you that made you a good, kind-hearted person. And there are things they did that effed you up. So maybe, as we were kind of talking about before.
Yeah.
Learning to be a good parent is just as simple as getting rid of the things that effed you up when you were a kid.
Okay.
But then there are going to be mistakes. Because, like, as parents, we all unknowingly do damage to our kids that we're only going to figure out, like you said earlier, when the kids are 25, 30. And there may even be a time where your adult kid looks you in the face, where you respect their opinion at this point, and tell you what that thing was.
Yeah.
And I think that parents of today's generation are going to have to answer for this way more than our parents did. Because if I went and said something to my mom or dad, they're just going to say, that's how it was.
Yeah.
Where we're not going to get to have that response 20, 30 years from now because the information was everywhere.
Yeah, true.
And there were 15 different roads to go. Mm-hmm. Right?
There'll be evidence.
Well, the kid is the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You standing, breathing, acting the way you are the evidence of your parents' shortcomings. Same with mine, same with Kimmy.
Mm.
So I don't know. Like, I am scared of the day of reckoning because it will be coming. And as hard as every parent works, you're going to make a mistake.
Yeah, but you're probably making... I think parenting today is way better than what it was.
As you just laughed at the idea of going to a parenting seminar.
No, but I'd be like, okay.
I think there are so many different styles of parenting now.
Dads are way more involved in their kids today than my generation or the generation before. Dads were ghosts. They were just there to provide.
And, there was a hit movie from Cosby, Ghost Dad.
Yeah. Very good movie.
Okay, do not take any of his advice. Do not do that.
Well, you know.
No.
But you know what I'm saying? You're more involved with your kids.
I appreciate
that. That has to pay dividends. It just does.
I appreciate that. We'll see.
You're going to make better mistakes.
We'll see, man.
Better organic mistakes.
Oh, they're organic mistakes. So you were watching the mommy influencers.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Right.
I hope you're right. I appreciate the vote of confidence, but that's just it. Like, you know, my girls are 12 and 14 right now.
Yeah.
And you're in a tough zone.
Well, with one of them. And look, I love them more than anything in the whole world, obviously. Mm. But part of me wants to keep them at this age forever because I'm having the realization that I'm only a couple of years from my kids being gone.
Right.
And the other part of me wants to see what happens. One, because I'm excited for what my girls are capable of. And two, to make sure that I'm not doing something terribly wrong.
Right. Well, you already are because you're on the radio.
Okay, fine. Yes, but I'm in this.
You lose.
It's this weird in-between, and I don't know if I'm the only parent that feels this way, that I want to make sure everything's okay, but I don't want what's happening now to ever go away. And I don't know how to feel about
it. Yeah, you're at a crossroads.
Yeah, exactly. hold on to them for dear life. Because here's the other thing, too. Like, my youngest, if I let her live in the house till she was 60, she absolutely would.
Yeah,
she'd that be crocheting, would be and we'd have like 9 cats, and I'm allergic. That's a problem.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't this long ago that this might have like stopped the world for a couple hours.
Oh, really?
Because it was a huge event, and it just came completely out of nowhere.
Wow.
But it does feel like the last couple of years, we have lost our love for celebrities trying to do athletic stuff. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. On Saturday night, out of the blue, there was an announcement made by the NHL and the LA Kings out there in California.
Okay.
They were partnering together to put on what they called Skate for LA Strong, a celebration to support the fire recovery efforts in Los Angeles. You know, the
fire. Yeah.
You got it.
Terrible thing.
They put together a massive celebrity hockey game that they played at the Staples Center where the Kings play. Mm. And they scheduled the game for the next day.
Oh.
So stars like Justin Bieber, Steve Carell, Dylan McDermott, former Rochester Red Wing and Baseball Hall of Famer Joe Mauer got out there and played hockey. He was a hockey player back in the day. Former Buffalo Bills backup quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Matt Leinart got out there and skated.
All right.
You also had celebrities that were coaches. You had NHL stars like Mark Messier, Jeremy Roenick. You had Theo Fleury out there.
So legit.
Yes. Danny DeVito, Snoop Dogg, Will Ferrell, Al Michaels, they were coaches.
Oh, okay.
What?
Now, putting Danny DeVito on the ice.
Well, I would watch that.
Why?
You wouldn't watch that?
Wouldn't take long. You'd have your celebrity death.
And they broadcasted it everywhere. It was on ESPN, Disney+, Hulu, True TV, Sportsnet, FanDuel Sports Network. I can keep going, but you get the point.
Yeah, raise money. Yeah.
You got it. So, first of all, why did they announce it on Saturday and do it on Sunday?
Yeah, that sounded dumb.
That's weird. But second, I saw this and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And you know I love hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch a second of it. Jeremy Roenick and Justin Bieber got in like a fight.
Oh.
Okay.
Some major celebrity actor who I don't know because I'm an old man now scored like a beautiful goal.
Oh, wow.
Like the place looked like they sold a bunch of tickets, right? And 10, 15 years ago, if you found out the biggest stars on the planet were getting together to do something like this, we all would have tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
Do we not like watching celebrities do sports anymore?
Well, because you can watch celebrities doing things all the time online.
Oh, good point.
Mm.
So what's the hook?
Well,
I mean,
I guess it would be, it's unusual that you're seeing all of them interact with each other in this way.
Not being celebrities.
Yeah.
And they were playing a real hockey game.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, in my day, you didn't see celebrities not being celebrities very often.
Right.
Okay.
So they did that Battle of the Network Stars, where you saw them out of their element.
So could you explain to Kimmy what that was?
So it was like a whole bunch of athletic contests that they would have these people do, and they were all the stars of, like, TV.
Yeah.
So that they were, like, major people, but they were completely out of element, and it was funny as crap. Because, you know, some were good, some sucked, some shouldn't have been there at all, but it was great to watch. But that's the only time you would see a celebrity like that. Where now I could see a celebrity not on screen doing things.
Yeah, good point.
But it's weird, though, because There is the popularity of some shows like Dancing with the Stars.
Where, also a good point.
Where, I mean, that's one of the most popular shows on TV.
Okay, right.
And you're watching a celebrity do something that they don't normally do and right. compete athletically. I mean, I guess it's a little different, but same concept.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the concept here is a little bit different because I'm assuming every star has a background playing hockey growing up, whereas the hook of Dancing with the Stars
is... Have you ever watched like those NBA All-Star games? Some of those guys looked like they never dribbled a ball in their life.
But that's the other thing. I used to love watching the NBA Celebrity All-Star game. Yeah. I haven't watched that thing in like 5-6 years. A part of it is me getting old and not knowing who these celebrities
are. You're not expecting them to be good.
Well, some of them surprise you, though. That's why I'd always watch, right?
But like, you don't want them to be good.
Yeah,
like,
you want
to see the funny.
I want the guys I like to be good.
Oh, okay.
No? You didn't cheer for anybody?
No, because the hook, like I said, of watching these things was like seeing these people get dragged through the mud or falling down or, you know.
Okay.
I'm not here for their athletic ability.
Kimmy, who's Noah Lalonde?
Noah Lalonde.
N-O-A-H, like the guy who built the boat. Because he was the big-time actor who scored a beautiful breakaway goal last night. Five-hole, fake shot. It was nice.
I have no idea who that is.
So he's probably in some kids show. Your daughters may know him.
Is it like actor? Well, that was the other thing, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he's in a bunch of... I don't know any of these.
Wow, you're old, too? You're our connection to the youth, Kimmy.
But some of this is older stuff. So how old is he?
He looked like a kid. Maybe I got the wrong guy.
I don't know. I don't know what this is.
All right, good talk. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this.
Why don't people watch this?
He was in... My Life with the Walter Boys?
I have no idea what
I've never heard of that.
None of that.
Okay. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this massive celebrity hockey game that happened last night. Justin Bieber, Steve Carell, Mark Messier, Jeremy Roenick, Snoop Dogg, Danny DeVito, Will Ferrell, Al Michaels, all at the Staples Center, either playing or coaching. They rostered four full hockey teams, full of celebrities and former NHL stars, and it was everywhere last night. They announced it the day before, and it doesn't seem like it did all that well. There were a couple clips that like circulated on social media, but this would have been like a world-stopping event a couple of years
ago. So did it air Saturday night or a place?
No, it aired yesterday at 6 o'clock last night.
Oh, okay.
They announced it on Saturday. They aired at 6 o'clock last night.
Mm.
You know, it's funny, too. Every league did this or does this. Except for the NFL, because NBA has their celebrity game.
Yep.
At the All-Star game, I don't know if Major League Baseball still does this, but they would have a celebrity softball game.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've never seen an NFL celebrity flag football game.
Oh, flag. Oh, I guess you
Because even the NFL players
But the NFL
flag
does their own, like they do the Pro Bowl, which is essentially them goofing around doing all like the backyard games, right? Like dodgeball.
There's such huge
and
celebrities,
stuff.
You don't really need the draw.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Yeah.
That's a really good call.
They're all household names.
Yeah.
They almost have their own thing, you know?
I want to like this. I want to watch this. I just don't want to watch it.
They should bring back the Network Stars one because you would love it.
You don't know any.
But
you would have to get actual.
Name one Network Star.
Now?
Like a television Network Star. Go ahead.
Ray Romano.
Okay, no, he hasn't been on TV in 25 years.
Would they cancel when everybody loves Raymond?
Nobody loves him anymore. Tommy.
Yeah, I guess there's,
I mean, that's the problem. Like, you know, the Battle of the Network Stars, there were three channels. Everybody watched everything all night long.
Yeah, it was major.
Like, yeah, unless it's like a falling star who then gets a sitcom because no one else will take him. Mm. You don't know these people.
Okay.
I think with these events, too, it also has to be live. Like, I don't want to watch a pre-recorded event.
Well, that was Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah, it was all pre-recorded.
Yeah, like I think
you can't add to because those girls were not wearing much.
And in case Ed Andrews' nut popped out during the tug of war.
Yeah,
I'm
that
sorry,
was
Kimmy.
Actually acceptable back then.
It still looked just like his head.
Yes. Lil Ed?
Part of watching it live is you kind of feel like you're in on it. You're seeing everything as it's happening. There's a little bit more excitement to it, not knowing what's coming.
Okay. I think that hockey is also unique because there are guys, these like former NHLers, that still don't like each other.
Okay.
That had to like face off and play nice in a charity hockey game that everyone was watching. Because like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I have been fortunate enough with the job that we have, you know, playing hockey, that I've gotten to play in some of these like celebrity, quote, celebrity games because they didn't have enough people to roster, so they called me.
Yeah.
And like, there's tension sometimes between like old school guys.
I was surprised because I saw this video. It's in Canada. So there were two old Canadian football players, but they were famous back in the day in Canadian football. And they're on a stage together, and they brought the other guy out, and he was trying to make peace. He brought out, like, a flower or something.
Yep.
And they ended up old man brawl in suits on stage.
If you have not, Google Canadian Football League set fight. It's the greatest video
you've
ever seen.
It's hysterical.
It's awesome.
Because, like, I go, man, they're really going at it, man.
And then when you're done with that, Google Ed Asner's testicle pops out, Battle of the Network Stars.
You're going to see some stuff.
And it's just a picture of Ed Asner's head. So here's the thing. Maybe I'll go back and watch it tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go see P.K. Subban take on Sean O'Donnell, who was Robin in the second Batman movie. Third Batman movie.
The celebrities are a little weak.
Well, you got to you have to play hockey.
Sean O'Donnell. Yeah. You had to explain who he was.
Justin Bieber's a big star.
Yeah, okay. but that's your and he's Canadian.
Yeah, Steve Carell, massive star.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it starts to nosedive.
Well, yeah. Okay, you know what they really dropped the ball? What? No Keanu Reeves.
Is he a good hockey player?
He played hockey as a kid, and he was the goalie in Youngblood, the greatest hockey movie of all time.
Where's the kid from 90210 that used to
play? He died, man.
Wait. No, that kid did not die.
Oh, Dylan McDermott?
Yeah, he's not dead.
Yeah, he's on this roster.
The old man died, but not the kid.
You know what? They should take all the guys that were in all like those well-known hockey movies.
Oh, you mean like Mighty Ducks and Miracle?
Yes.
And all?
Oh, yeah. I would watch a Mighty Ducks cast versus throwing another, like, the Miracle cast, they were actually hockey players.
Some of them were those guys' kids.
But any other hockey movie, you know what I mean?
I got to imagine that the cast of the Mighty Ducks stopped playing hockey when they were like 14.
By the way, those guys are in their 50s.
Yeah.
No, they'd be our age. A little bit older. Yeah,
probably a little older.
I mean, that movie was out for a long time.
What?
But the original Mighty Ducks movie?
Yeah. It came out when we were kids.
Got to be over 30 years old, man.
I understand. I am also over 30 years old. Oh. They'd probably be in their early to mid-40s, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
I had the guys like 50 years old.
Kenan Thompson from SNL was one of them. Yeah, I don't think that guy skates anymore. He was in the third Mighty Ducks, or second Mighty Ducks.
Oh.
It was like what they thought acceptance was in the early 90s, right? They were, real quick.
Right.
I'm going to now detail the plot of the second Mighty Ducks movie. All right. So they're such a good hockey team in the first day. They went from the worst team in a league
in Minnesota.
Kind
of the Bad News Bears, right?
Yeah. Then all of a sudden they're so good, the team now represents the USA in like a Goodwill game.
Oh, okay.
So they go out to L.A., and you know what the story is, Tommy? Celebrity gets a hold of them.
Mm.
And it's not the team they used to be.
Yeah.
So they got to get back to their roots. So they're walking around South Central Los Angeles in 92, 93, and we all remember what happened back then.
Yeah, a little rough down there.
So they see a bunch of black kids playing roller hockey, right? And they want to get out there and go, we'll take these guys, man. And those kids in the city, they take them.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, they start showing them these new things. Like, it's good. Knuckle puck. It moves up and down. So then they recruit Kenan, who's like a fat kid they just met, to become a member of the greatest youth hockey
roster.
So he
stays with them.
Yeah, and he ends up playing.
Come on over.
Yeah, come on out and join our
team.
What
a great story.
Yes, because.
Based on a true story.
He's really good at rollerblading.
But it's like both. Yes. Everyone on one team is white. Everyone on one team is black. We'll take this one black kid. Yeah. Unity.
Yes.
The rest of you guys, you stay
See
here.
You guys.
Go back to where you live. Yeah. We're taking this guy. Watch him on TV.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.